Preserving the Ntivot Shalom, the Rebbe of Slanim, Hayom Hazeh Niyeta Le'am, today you became a nation. Kayidua Yeshud Betzu Ufei Shashem Havaya Baruch Hu. It threw me into a good one. As is well known, there are 12 combinations of Hashem's name, the Tetragrammaton, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Uvechol Chodesh Yisiruf HaShayach Elav. And every month has its combination of the letters, which is associated with that month. Vatziruf Shechodesh Av, and the combination of the month of Av, Hu HaYotzeh MaPasuk, that's the combination that comes out of the acronym of the verse, Hasket Ushma Yisrael, Hey Vav Yud Hey Hayom Hazeh Niyeta Le'am L'Hashem Lokecha. Today you became the nation of Hashem your God. That combination, Hey Vav Yud Hey, that combination is the combination which represents the month of Av. V'lichora kashe meod la'avim zot. At first glance, this is very difficult to understand. Sharei b'chodesh hazeh nishbar tokpo shel Am Yisrael. This is the month where our strength was broken. Shechavu b'tam mikdash harishon v'asheni. The first and second temple were destroyed. V'klal Yisrael yatzal l'galut. And the congregation of Israel were exiled. V'yardu mimadrigatam ke'am. If there is one nation, one month where we lost our standing as a nation, suddenly we're scattered among the nations, it's this month. So how could you say about this month, this is when you became a nation? Further, we find that Tisha B'Av is called a Moed. What does the word Moed mean? Moed, correct, means a day of gathering. A day where everyone unifies and gathers. We saw the verse, Hashem called upon me a Moed, a set time. וגם לפי ההלכה אין אומרים בו תחנון כמו במועד. The halach is, we're not going to say תחנון on Tisha B'Av, like on a holiday. ומה שייך כאן מועד בית חובן ואבלות. What are we talking about, a moed, a holiday, when this is a time of destruction and mourning? וכן בסדר התבש של קביעת המועדות, we have an ordering where the holidays go in the order of the combinations of letters. Aleph corresponds to the last letter Taf. Beis corresponds to Shin. Gimel corresponds to Resh. Dalit corresponds to Kuf. Hey corresponds to Tadi. Vav corresponds to Pei. Zayin corresponds to Ayin. Ches corresponds to Samach. Tes to Nun. Yud to Mem. Kof to Lamed. Those are 11 correspondences. So in that ordering of the holidays, Mechuvan Yom Rishon Shel Pesach L'Tisha B'Av V'Chol Zeh Tzrich Biur. We have, this is quoted in the tour, that the first day of Pesach, what was the first day of Pesach this year? Shabbat, thank you. That is the day that Tisha B'Av falls out on. So the Torah points this out. Shabbos, the day of Tisha B'Av always falls out, that day is the day of Pesach. What's the connection? Pesach, I understand we became a nation. What does Tisha B'Av have to do with Pesach? V'ainyan yesh liva'er. So the idea we can explain, what were our questions, remember. How does this verse correspond to Israel? Why is this day called a holiday? And why does the day of Tisha B'Av correspond to the day of the week of Pesach? When we speak about the nationality of Israel, the nationality of Israel does not need the same preconditions as other nations. Other nations require a land, a kingdom. They need all kinds of external factors in order to be a nation. Third generation Chinaman in the United States is already named Jack. Third generation Jew should still be named Baruch. And when the nation loses those conditions, they cease to exist as a nation. Look at all the nations that were exiled by the Assyrian Empire. No memory of them. אבל בעם ישראל הכללים שונים לגמרי. But when you speak about the nation of Israel, you have a totally different set of rules. קיומו של עם ישראל תלוי בקשר והדבקות שלהם לקדוש ברוך הוא, because our existence is contingent upon our connection to the Holy One, blessed be He. זה נותן את הקיום הנצחי לעם ישראל. That's what gives us our eternal existence. שבאם הם דבוקים בהשם יתברך, אז נהיית לעם. So long as we're connected to Hashem, the nation of Israel continues. And it's a phenomenal thought. Think about it. It blows my mind. I sometimes get phone calls from people across the world. I don't know them. They've been listening to Machon Meir online. They send emails, they make phone calls. We talk to one another like we're connected. We are connected. The Torah connects us. The same God connects us. We don't know one another. Look, a guy flew in from England for 1 week's worth of learning and he's already one of the crowd. Yeah? And as the verse says, Hashem Elokecha imach lo chasalta davar. The verse says, when Hashem is with you, you've lacked nothing. Kashal Yehudi davuk b'Hashem. When a Jew is connected to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo lo chasal lo meuma. When Hashem is with him, he's not missing anything. V'rak shemafsik veikuto. And only when he's not connected to Hashem, when he severs that connection, hu nasa chasar kol. Suddenly he's missing everything. V'haynu shiyisrael enam tluim b'shum davar lekiyumam. The people of Israel don't need anything to remain existent. Our existence is contingent on our connection to Him. And this was the idea of the Holy Temple. What does the temple represent? It's called the Har HaTov, the mountain that's about good. The word Tov throughout Tanakh represents connection. Marriage is called Tov. Lack of marriage is called Lo Tov. Tov is connection. So the mountain that connects, the mountain top, the temple, which is the connection between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is the meeting place between heaven and earth? On that mountaintop. Where is the beginning of the creation of earth? That mountaintop. It all started there. That's where heaven and earth connected. That's where Hashem, so to speak, stuck His hands into the Holy of Holies, lifted up some dirt, and started to form humanity, mankind. Sham Mishkan HaTorah VaKuvim. And remember, that's the connection, like Rav Soloveitchik explained, in both directions. We focus our prayers all towards the temple, meaning our conversation to Hashem is all centered in on the temple, and Hashem's conversation with us all stems from the temple. What was in the Holy of Holies? What gave the temple its holiness? The Torah that was there. Why? What's the temple's name? Dvir Kodsho, the speaking of His Holiness. That's where the prophets would all start their prophecies. When Hashem wanted to give us Torah, it's all from there. The Torah says, you have a question what the Torah says, and the high court is situated up there. So you have dual conversation. We talk to Hashem through the temple, Hashem talks to us through the temple. The meeting place of heaven and earth is the Beit HaMikdash. That's where you have Mishkan HaTorah, that's where the Torah rests. The Torah that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu was placed there. The second temple, the Torah that was written by Ezra the scribe, was placed there. The Kruvim, the Kruvim, as we know, the Ve'oram Norah, the light of the menorah, V'chol Shan Yaneh Beit HaMikdash. All the other concepts of the temple. Shayu Mekaimim Et Kesher HaDveikut SheYisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They all were really, in effect, they were maintaining the connection between us and Hashem. That's really what the verse says. They will make for me a temple. I will rest in their midst. The essence of the temple is Hashem will be in our midst. So that now we have a greater connection. Our sages said, there was a special miracle. The Gentiles enter the Holy of Holies and they see these two golden angels that are intimately embraced. The Talmud tells us that there was a miracle. When we did the will of Hashem, so then the Kruvim would get together. When we didn't do the will of Hashem, so then they'd face away from one another. When the temple is being destroyed, why is it being destroyed? Because we weren't doing the will of Hashem. So then why were the angels together? Why were the Kruvim, the golden figurines, together? But because Hashem wanted to show that His love of the Jewish people is eternal, she'inav tela lo'olam, it will never cease. V'gila zot b'shat ha'churban. So that revelation was shown specifically at the destruction, she'ayu ha'kruvin morin zeh b'zeh, that they walk in and they see the golden figurines intimately entwined. L'lamed she'afilu k'sh'Yisrael b'techlit shefel ha'matzav. This teaches us a phenomenal concept. As low as the people of Israel are, גם כן חיבתם לפני המקום בעינה עומדת. Their love before Hashem is still standing. You know what this is like? Imagine a guy walks through the door and he finds his wife in bed with someone else. And so the guy runs out and he looks at her and he says, I still love you. So we'd say you're crazy. Well, halachically he might be crazy. Right. Am Yisrael was leaving Hashem. What does the Navi say in Yechezkel? The elders in the temple would face the sun, bow towards the sun, pull down their pants and reveal their privates to the Holy of Holies as they're bowing to the sun. Verses in Yechezkel, I didn't make it up. Yechezkel, Hashem takes him in a vision and says to him, look at what's going on in there. And Hashem says, I still love them. What was going on in the temple? What does Nebuchadnezzar find? He finds blood bubbling. Whose blood is bubbling? The Kohen Gadol. They murdered the prophet and the high priest. So every representation of Hashem is being abolished. You have the king Menashe who goes and cuts out of every Torah scroll Hashem's name, puts in the names of the idols, so that all the children will grow up learning. Zeus created. Bereshis bara Zeus es Hashemayim ves haaretz. And every time you see Hashem's name, he's stuck in another idol's name. That's what's going on. That's where the kings are holding. And the people were not far behind. And Hashem says, I still love you. Now, let's shift for a minute from... Let's shift for a minute from the people to the individual. Imagine a father who's been trying to rehabilitate his son again and again and again, and the kid doesn't snap out of it, and he's not willing to work with the therapist, and he's always running and gambling, and finally he gets access to his father's credit card, and he really does his father in, destroys every savings, every penny, sells the house, and his father doesn't even know it. Now these are things that happen. And one day his father is called down to prison, and there are loan sharks there standing, telling the kid he owes them money. And his father says, what'd you do? And the police start showing him, look at his debt. And the father's eyes pop out. He sees he's sitting in a house he no longer owns, his car he no longer owns, every credit card has been maxed out, and the kid's been doing this behind his back. So he walks to the cell and he looks at the kid and he says, before they deal with you, I have to deal with you. He picks up a baseball bat. He picks up a whip. He says, which one? What's wrong with you? You're crazy. Okay, so you need help. But I still love you. Every one of us reaches points in our lives where we're deeply frustrated with ourselves. Where we look at our connection to Hashem and we say, why should he be there for me? I definitely haven't been where he wants me to be. And I know it, and he knows it. And this idea that at the worst moment where the people had done everything bad, Hashem has to come down with a baseball bat and take apart the kid's home. Imagine the father saying, so you maxed out my credit card, you destroyed my house, you sold my car, but you still have your Ferrari. Well, you know what, I'm going out to the parking lot and I'm beating it up. There's no Ferrari when you come out. And the kid sits in the cell and he starts hearing the glass going. And then he says, you should know I'm going to your house and I'm going to take every piece of china and destroy it. But I still love you. But you have to learn a lesson. You can't just take my money. And the father means it. The lesson to the masses was also a lesson to the individual. Am Yisrael has an eternal connection to Hashem and it's not going to change. And the idea that Hashem says, you have to know that at the worst moment. Back when I was a teacher in elementary school, they used to have a t-shirt that they sold for teachers. A child needs your love the most when he deserves it the least. But if you give it to him when he deserves it the least, so then you've acquired something. And that's what Hashem was telling us here at the destruction, as a people. And we could take that message as individuals too. That's what Hashem's saying. Hey, listen up. Today you became a nation for Hashem, your God. שבחודש הזה נתגלה עניין הנצחיות של עם ישראל. This is the month that reveals our eternal status. העם הנבחר שאינו תלוי בשום גורם, the chosen nation that doesn't need any external factors. We don't need the land. Oh, it helps us to have a land. We don't need the kingdom, we don't need the king. שאפילו במצב הגרוע ביותר, כבזמן החורבן, imagine this state. The temple's destroyed, the people are exiled. They're not exiled as a people. They're exiled to be sold into slavery all over the world. Shen garua imenu. Nothing could be worse than that. Gam az kayemet avato yitbarach l'Yisrael betokma. Hashem's love is still ever strong. V'gam kasher chatu ve'enishu otam be'onesh hachamur biyoter. And even when they have sinned, and they're going to be punished with the most severe punishment, הודיע הקדוש ברוך הוא גודל חיבתו ואהבתו עליהם. Hashem made known his tremendous love for them. שזה מה שמקיים את ישראל ועושה אותם לעם. And that's what keeps us as a nation. That eternal connection with Hashem, and now you guys should be piecing together the different verses we saw throughout Tehillim, where David HaMelech consistently reiterates this idea. My connection to you, I know you're listening, I know you see, I know you know how much I'm suffering, how much the nations are tormenting me. The nations repeatedly tell me, where's your God? What was their answer all these years? He's here, he's listening. Ben Acharakim, he's peeking through the cracks. He's choosing not to get involved, but he knows what's going on. That's the aspect of Tisha B'Av, that's a holiday. Our sages said there was never a holiday like the day the temple was destroyed. The idea of the three great holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, is Hashem's great connection with us. The verse says, show up, and Hashem wants to see your face three times a year. I remember as a child, sometimes I'd sit there eating, and my mother would sit there watching me. I don't know if you guys ever had this. And it would be uncomfortable eating. What are you looking at? And my mother would say, I just like looking at you. What do you mean? Yeah, when you have a relationship, you just want to see the other person. So Hashem says, come, I want to see you. Show up at the temple, I want to see you. You guys probably heard this from your parents. You got to come, I just want to see you. There isn't a family simcha, there isn't anything special. I just want to see you. Uvetisha b'av gam ken yeshno inyan advekut ki b'moadim. So that idea of connection to Hashem exists in Tisha B'Av like on the holidays. Shebayom hazeh, yom ha'churban, hanora. Today, that day, the day of the terrible destruction, nitgala nitzchiyut shel am Yisrael. The fact that we are eternal was revealed. V'akesho sheYisrael aviyem shebashamayim. And our connection to our Father in heaven, al kenu yom moed liYisrael. That's why it's a day of holiday. That's why it has that holiday perspective, a holiday for Israel. Should we pause here? Yeah, we'll pause here. If you want, we'll come back to it later.